What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Welcome to Will You Accept This Rose, a production of iHeartRadio.
So horny. Here we are, Fashion Week. We're horny in New York for Fashion Week. I had a see-through dress on at the Cynthia Raleigh Fashion Show last night.
I saw that. I looked it up, and your body looked the best.
Thank you so much.
Very sexy, and I was like, wow, that's some little figure.
Thank you so much. Can I just say, I've been doing Isaac Boots every day. He's online.
I know
have
Isaac Boots. Yes, and I haven't done it because it's probably too hard for me,
but
that's
minutes.
Why you look so
it's
good.
It's 30 minutes. The pandemic, and it's free. Joe, it's free.
That's great.
Joe, you know who Isaac Boots is.
Yes.
Yeah, you know who Isaac Boots is. I've had him on my podcast. And by the way, your body does look sick. I looked it up last night. I was like, wow, that's some little figure.
Thank you so much. Hello. Welcome to another episode of Will You Accept This Rose? My name is Aaron Marine, coming to you from a very bougie podcast studio, Midtown Manhattan. Can I just say, starstruck is understated. I am sitting here. Dr. Banana.
You're so cute.
I got to tell you, we could not believe that you said yes.
Are you kidding me? I was so excited. First of all, when you said to me, you know, you said to Andy that I wasn't as sweet to you. I was like devastated. I was like, I must redeem myself with my girl Arden because I love you.
Oh my God. Okay. Well, you're in for life with me. No rain shall ever fall.
Yes.
Let me introduce you to our listeners. This woman. Okay, Dr. Banana is a shout out. Our producer, she loves you guys.
Aw, thank you.
And she's coming.
That's good.
Yeah. And she's in LA and she can't believe that she can't be here. And she's so excited that you guys said yes.
Aww.
And I am here with a fashion designer.
Oh, thank you.
An entrepreneur. And she has a new line of cosmetic brushes.
Yes, and they're in Walmart. I've had them. And this is the new ones that are in there, Candy Couture.
Candy Couture. Can I just say, oh my God, they're adorable. Are you kidding me? They've got like, okay, a clear. Pink, and you guys got to go. They're online. You can get that
online and in store in Walmart.
I mean, that's huge.
It is. I've been doing it for a while. I've been in the beauty business for a very long time, way before Housewives.
Thank
FYI.
You. Thank you.
Yeah.
She's a star of Real Housewives of New Jersey. Margaret Josephs, also with us today, is a gentleman who is brave enough to also accept our outreach, Rose. He is such a star. The man of the Real Housewives of New Jersey. I mean, no rain shall fall. You guys are the friendships that even can sustain while the gals are fighting. I'm here for all of it. I'm here for like just the shenanigans that happen with you guys when you guys go boating, when you guys the amount of shots taken.
The things that happen that you don't see are epic.
I mean, Joe Benigno, I said it wrong, but here we go.
No, that's the Italian.
Right? No, okay, that's great. The Italian. That we like that better. It sounds more sophisticated.
Now, do you guys live in Englewood or Tenafly, Englewood?
Englewood.
Okay,
Englewood.
I grew up going to Tenafly.
Well, I lived in Tenafly since 1991.
Yes.
I raised my kids in Tenafly, and Joe and I also had lived in Tenafly.
It's very pretty. We had like fake cousins that lived there when I was a kid. There was like
what's their names?
The Mussers.
I feel like I knew
Louise
them.
Musser, and then the boys were John and Alec Musser, and they were like my age, but they were like kind of hot and athletic and kind of terrifying. So I was a late bloomer. I don't know if you guys were late bloomers.
I can't believe that.
No. You have to build a personality, though. It forces you to get personality, and it forces you, as we were shouting out to Isaac Boots, for myself, it was like, I'm gonna make the most of what I got. You know what I'm saying?
You have a lot.
Thank you. So that was like, oh yeah, I looked like Barb from Stranger Things till I was like 14. I'll show you guys a photo. Margaret and Joe, this is your first time watching Real House. I'm watching Bachelor. You've never seen any of them.
No, you know, I saw it when it first came on air, and then we just for a blip.
Yeah.
Yes, and then now Joe and I, because you said we can come on as rookies, we did our homework, and we have watched it since this started.
Can I just say, and I feel like I owe you an apology, and I wanted to start out of the gate.
Oh, you're adorable.
I'm going to make an amends to you, Margaret.
Oh, I love
it. I'm going to actually make an amends to you because it never happens on a Housewife, so I'm going to come and tell you. So I went on Watch What Happens Live.
Yes.
And Andy, who we love, no Rachel Fallon.
Yes,
but I was terrified. And I'm scared of the Housewives. Let me just say, I grew up in a very, some of them are scary. I grew up in a very Norwegian household. I'm afraid of conflict. I was mid-watching Beverly Hills. Terrifying.
It's very scary.
Absolutely terrifying. It was also like, I was on with a Salt Lake City gal. Terrifying. And they were like, and I have to say, they were like, who in the franchise is maybe the one? And I panicked because I'm going to say, I'm going to put it on myself.
No, don't put it on yourself.
I'm
going
to put
it
on myself because I probably fan, because I was newer to the Housewives franchise.
Yes.
And I'm going to bet I didn't play it cool with you because I get more starstruck for my Bachelors, for my Housewives. And I bet I bombarded you at the Cynthia Raleigh fashion show a couple years ago.
I'm sorry. No, it's okay.
I'm sorry.
You know what? Someone was probably dragging me to my seat because I love to see people and I'm very touchy-feely. And then when I saw that, I was like, oh my God, I'm going to tweet her.
I feel terrible.
No. I want to make up because
so
I love
happy.
You. And I was like, this is the cutest woman with the best style and I have to be friends with her.
Can I just say, then this is actually, it was how it was meant to be done.
It was.
Because you wouldn't be here otherwise.
Right.
That's how it was supposed to happen.
Yes. It's
absolutely.
And then we got together.
Now, let me ask you this. So you deal in conflict.
A lot.
How is that? I mean, honestly, did you grow up, were you good at that? Like, could I get stressed out? Like, because when I watch these shows, when I was watching The Bachelor and stuff, I'm trying to get better at it because I think it is actually important to be as part of life. You have to be able to navigate. Is it hard when there's conflict on shows? Do you have a hard time with it?
There's a lot of conflict on that show. So
do you have a hard time with it, Joe? Is it hard or do you just sort of, is it like water under the bridge?
Usually the guys, we just hang around and watch the girls go at it.
Yeah.
I did get mad twice at Marty Caffrey and
But you made up.
But we made up. We're best friends now.
That's nice.
They're very close. I deal with conflict differently. I can move forward from it.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm honest about it. I don't want it to get to that heated level. But the way other people take it, I think it goes to a whole other different place. And then I think it ignites me a little bit.
Yeah.
I really, truly, Arnie, when I make up with someone, I could put it in the past.
You have to. You can't do it and keep score. You have to let it go.
Right.
Other people don't let it go.
Yeah.
I'm on a show with grudge holders extraordinaire.
No.
I mean,
You're on the OG.
We're on the OG of grudge holders. Jersey is known for grudge holding.
Yes.
That is not me.
No, I can see that.
And that's very hard for me.
I can see that.
Very hard. Even this season, I mean, Jennifer has not moved past.
Yeah.
She comes on. Even her taglines about me. Payback's a bitch. She wants to hurt. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Oh, right. Yeah. That's... I mean, I think we all know what team I'm on.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
I think we all know what team I'm on.
Yes.
I also want to say, give a shout out as a gal who loves design, and I love a pattern.
Yes.
Your wallpaper, are you kidding me? Your house, the red and
all. You'll come over.
I would love to.
Yes, I would love to.
I
could tell. That's why you're totally my speed.
I put on a pattern shoe. Are you crazy?
Yes, I saw a pattern shoe.
I changed in the bathroom for you.
Oh, my God. I love it.
I changed in the bathroom.
Look at her shoe. Isn't that right up my alley?
I wore like a comfort foot here. I was just like at a working girl, and I changed in the bathroom because I wanted to look cool for you.
You look amazing. And I'm wearing full print head to toe.
These would actually look good with that.
Amazing.
So here we are. It's Valentine's Day. Overall, what are your thoughts watching? Now, I just want to say, full disclosure, this is a very bland Bachelor, but I feel like he's got a lot of very sort of foxy ladies, but I can't tell them apart yet.
They look alike, right?
They look alike.
They look alike. They sort of sound alike.
Yes, agree.
And the way that they cry over him is also sort of insane.
He doesn't talk much. I feel like he just kisses quickly. He assures them of their status and then goes in for the kiss.
He has a couple of peculiar facial traits.
Tell me. My friend Michael thinks he always looks like he's farting. Because he smiles, but then it turns down at the end.
He smiles a lot, and then he has this pouty look when the girls are basically crying at him.
And he's
like, he's super concerned. He doesn't know what to do.
Yes, he hates any conflict. He wouldn't do well in New Jersey. He can't deal with any conflict.
No, not even the first 15 minutes.
He seems much older than 26.
I don't believe he's 26.
He feels like a dad. He's got like dad joke, dad bod, like dad style.
Dad energy.
Like dad with a kid in college.
Yes.
Yeah, he's not young.
Like, he's coming to take you up for homecoming weekend. We're all going to, like, Maggiano's.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
He's, like, 53. He's on his second wife, Susan. You know what I mean? Or, like he's,
Karen.
Yeah, Karen. Karen's coming in. And, like, yeah, it feels like... I agree with you. The fact that he's way younger than me is, like, mind-boggling.
Well, he's the age of my son.
Wow.
And it doesn't look like I could have birthed him.
No.
Do you agree?
No, but he does act it.
You think he acts young?
He acts immature.
In what way?
I don't think he acts so immature.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Why, Joe? What is immature?
When he's with the different girls.
Oh, yeah.
And he goes out on those dates and they're talking about nonsense. Or when he's sitting there with them and it's like he's... All these other women are watching. They're technically like 15 feet away, right? Watching his little private 15-minute moment.
Yeah.
And he throws his hand on the other girl's knee and pulls them closer to him. It's like, come on, be a little bit of an adult here.
Be a gentleman.
Be a gentleman.
Joe's a gentleman.
You are a gentleman. Is that what it is, Joe? You wouldn't be making out with all those girls?
Not in front of everybody.
No.
You would pull him behind like a palm tree.
Yeah, you know. And the only good thing he did was pull that girl into the tent in the museum.
In the museum. My friend Padgett really liked the museum. So here we are. By the way, they have the gal. I get the advanced link and they don't like write any of the names. So I'm going to have some of the names wrong. But the gal, she's sitting there with her cast on her arm. There's no mention. What happened to her arm? It's like, you can't.
Was that the football?
I bet you it was from football.
Football.
Like, you can't throw a sling on my. You can't throw a sling and not at least
and not
like,
talk about
tell
it.
Me what happened.
I know we're talking about this week, but I want to talk about how.
Please.
I want to talk about how the girl with the little child, Kristen, was
Christina
her name?
Christina Mandrell.
I picked up on that. I said, Joe, when I looked at her last name, I said,
she knew
that's
it right
a
away.
Mandrell.
She's a Mandrell.
Because she looks like a Mandrell.
And I'm surprised she didn't make... I feel that the producers really wanted a hometown so they could go to the Grand Ole Opry. You know what I mean?
And I'm upset that she went home.
Me too, because she was a fun villain.
She was a fun villain. And the other thing is, you are there for yourself. We're not here to make friends.
No!
It's nice, you know, it is serious. But we're not here to cheer on the other women. You're here to find love.
Here's my theory. I agree with you, but here's my theory that you could see it in his eyes. The second he heard she had a kid...
Yes.
I think he was happy to have an out.
Yes.
But I agree with you. She was right. I mean, she was right.
This is a competition.
That's right.
This is a competition. This isn't here to make, like, best friends.
Thank you.
I'm here to get my man and my husband.
Yes.
I am here to win.
Yes.
Do you not agree? Yeah,
no, I love it. I'm here for you.
Yeah, no, I agree.
If I have to 100%. Take a bitch down to get my husband, I'm going to do it. I have done it.
Were you confident? Were you confident?
Yeah. Well, that'll be a problem.
You know, we won't leak anything out. Question: Were you confident dating? Like when you were younger, like in your high school, like in your early 20s, were you confident? Because you seem confident.
I was confident. I always had a boyfriend. Not single since kindergarten.
Wow.
First boyfriend, Jeffrey Sabine, at the age of 4.
Adorable.
The girl in all the little boy parts.
I was popular,
but I wasn't mean to the other girls.
I love girls. I'm a girls' girl.
What's the connotation to popular?
No, by the way, what I want to say about popular is that it actually makes me go, I'm looking at you, because in my mind, to circle back to the late bloomer thing, you want to know what my brain just thought? I was like, she was popular and she's still cool and hot. Because I feel like sometimes when people are popular early, they don't have to do anything. So they're just like, sometimes my theory is that, like, time marches on, like, that, like,
The, yes, know, I know what you're
but
saying.
But, like, I feel feel like you're still cool and hot.
Oh, thank you. No, I had.
Always
I mean, listen,
fabulous.
Not when I when I first got on Housewives, though. I was taking a bad turn. I had a lot of. I had a little bad run. I looked good when Joe and I first got together.
Aww. I thought you then looked I had good the whole
then
time.
I had, thank you. You're so sweet. Then I had some stress, so I packed on a little pounds. And
who
we
has
were,
it?
Yeah, and then you know, I made a comeback. Then I had to make a comeback.
Good for you.
But it's okay. It's
look,
okay.
Look, it builds character.
It does.
It builds character. I don't trust anybody that hasn't had to swap out sizes in their closet a couple times.
I agree.
Do you know what I mean? If you've never had to swap out sizes, what happened? You had no run where you discovered like deep fried pizza or like alcohol. Like I don't get it.
And we're known eaters.
Oh,
I love to eat.
So do
look
I.
At JoJo.
So do I. I love to eat. I love to
pounds on you a little bit.
I do it all by myself.
My boyfriend is a really. I now have a suitor. Our
Which
listeners
I love.
Know that
we
I'm.
Love
a,
it.
I'm a divorcee all day. I have
I
a
love
suitor.
It.
Okay, so I'll tell our listeners. I don't. So we call him Trent Z. We gave him a bachelor name. We call him Trent Z. And so I woke up this morning. I see he's a very good cook. I got a pretty. Look at that. Look at that beautiful
love
bracelet.
Beautiful bracelet.
Beautiful
that
bracelet.
Was so sweet and thoughtful.
And then I got a beautiful like journal to like write in the morning. That's like so because I get a little anxious, so I can like. Write out my day and like, and it sort of gives you like morning exercises. But then the guy made me breakfast. And
wow.
It's taking me out for dinner tonight. I've been eating a lot. He's a good cook.
No. The best part about this is he was there to make breakfast.
Yeah.
Bada bing.
Yes. He was there to make breakfast.
He's very thoughtful.
He's
Trent
thoughtful, Trent Z.
And nurturing. He sounds very
he's
nurturing,
very
which is important.
It's an action situation.
I like it.
Again, so far so good.
There you go.
So has Trent Z ever been married before?
Trent Z has not been married before. He's not a divorcee like me.
He's not a divorcee.
He's not a scandalous divorcee.
That's why he likes the scandalous divorcee.
Yeah, exactly.
Divorcee.
A scandalous divorcee with two cats? Are you kidding me?
I love it.
She's a hot commodity.
Yeah, you are a hot commodity. Two pussies. Three pussies.
Three pussy
three
households.
Pussies.
Three pussies. That's the name of the episode.
Yes, three pussy households.
Three pussy households.
Trent Z, he's a lucky guy.
You know what? He wasn't a cat guy, and now he and Mittens are friends. Okay, so here we are. She's gone. All of a sudden, we're going to the Bahamas. And he says, again, he's the least cool guy in the world. He's like, I want a Bahama mama. And from a 26-year-old dude, I don't want to see him shower anymore.
No.
I don't know why. On paper, you'd say 6'4",
yes.
Fit. There's no reason I shouldn't want to watch him shower. I'm not horny for him.
Yes, no, it's like, and anybody who says Bahama Mama, if Joe said that, I'd be like, Joe, please, that's drawing up my puss.
Well, but for me, it means a nice alcohol drink.
Yeah, I know, but
45
still,
ounces.
No, but that's like a geeky thing to say for a young guy, don't you think?
Yeah.
That's because he's not that age. I'm sorry. He's probably 46 and lied.
He's Benjamin Button. There's like an aging portrait stone. He's Benjamin Button. He's Brad Pitt in that movie.
Sorry, I can't believe he's that age.
He's not 26.
No.
Nobody says Bahama Mama. It's not cool.
No, it's not cool.
So then they go. We see him shower. Also, this girl Kat, we had another Kat. She had the crazy eyes. You can't slide into the name Kat when you started as Catherine.
No.
Now there's a new Kat with a K, and she gets the one-on-one date. But she rubs it in. She's a little bit like, oh, we're going to get in the water. It's going to be intimate. She stirs the pot, and it works. The other gals start crying. Would you get thrown by Kat talking about getting intimate in the water?
No, I think it's ridiculous. I'd like just say crazy stuff to her. I try and make her feel insecure. These girls don't know how to work the system.
Yes, what would you tell them?
I would just be like, oh, you're getting in the water. I'm sure he's going to shrink when he's next to you. I was like, you know, I would say all stuff like that.
You would be the bachelorette because that's the real prize.
That's the real prize.
You want to be number two so you can be the bachelorette.
Yeah, exactly. I'd be like, you know, he's going to shrink when he's next to you.
That's so good.
Do you think that's the best thing to say?
I'd
be like, Kat, it's not that. I don't think it's this an intimate date like that is really going to be that great.
The water's a little too chilly.
Yeah, that's yes. Right. Make her scared. So they go. Greer starts crying. The women are freaking out. So then they start walking down to the dock. He's in his Tommy Bahamas shirt.
Ugh, that's even the worst. I threw all those out of Joe's closet.
I love those.
When I met him, but if Trent has,
I do. I love
if
them.
Trent has any Tommy Bahama, you know, we're getting rid of those.
No. Okay, he doesn't. Trent's a good dresser. He doesn't have a lot. He has sort of like one outfit and. Like, like he's got like black jeans, a black t-shirt, a black sweater, and then some fun shirts he wears under the black sweater, but not Tommy Bahama.
Okay, thank the Lord. Okay.
Simple. And
good.
Then cute Converse.
Free.
So he starts walking. Trent Z was watching with me, and he pointed out, he was like, look at that guy's not cool. His arm is swinging. He was walking down the dock, and his arm was like straight swinging like an AI
what
man.
I know, Joe. What did we say about
did
that?
You notice?
Geeky.
Did you notice?
No, I didn't notice the arm swinging.
He really is. He's a geek. It's like he doesn't know how to handle women because he doesn't.
Yeah, that's right. He doesn't.
He doesn't like just... looking at him, he's horrible at it.
He's not smooth like you, Joe.
I know why he's on the show.
You're right. If you're that tall and you have
that
a good job and you're that good looking, you have no game. You have no game.
Think of it this way. He's in a situation where some producer somewhere interviewed 30 women,
yes.
right? And pick 30 women from because he couldn't pull it off.
Yes.
Yeah.
And now they have to pretend like they're like, I do wonder if you get Stockholm syndrome if you're like, okay, because they have no TV, no radio, no
phone. Wait,
wait,
they don't?
They have nothing.
What do they do
Joe
all day?
Didn't know. We didn't know that.
So
that part we didn't know.
So they're basically, so the lay of the land, like they're locked. So I think they have a lot of alcohol and there's no TV, no radio, no phone, no internet. So you're like just sitting around like, so when they go on the dates, you can't go to the gym. You can't, you're just like sitting in the Hilton.
See, now it makes more sense why they just sit around and cry.
That's right. So you're like around your competitors with nothing to, and we've all been brought up to be very sort of ADD distracted, like
yes.
constant stimulation. So I think even just like Mother Nature competitiveness, it makes you think, oh, maybe I do like this. Like your whole goal is to get this guy's attention.
Yes.
I think that people get a little banana.
Maybe that's right. But they could lay in the sun when they're on a trip in the Bahamas. They don't have to sit inside.
But they could probably only go to the balcony. I think they're literally locked in the hotel room.
Oh, that's
holy
terrible.
Shit.
That's not right. That's like
it's
prison.
It's a horror show. It's a horror. It's Squid Game. We're on Squid Game right now. Okay, so then, so she's freaking out. He's swinging. He's swinging his arm. And she's like, ooh, I get to see him shirtless all day. And then it was like a 4-minute scene where they rub sunblock on each other.
Yeah.
And talked about nothing.
I was watching. I was like, come on. And you see him wiping all the sunblock on her, and he's like, he's not going for it.
Yeah, you want him to make a squeeze. You want him to like make a
like
move.
If you have a chance to go and run sunblock all over a girl, and she's like, it's out on date, well, you have to go and take a little familiarity going there.
I agree.
Yeah, run
like,
hands up
like
and
massage
down.
It. Yeah, like massage it in a sexy way.
Yeah, maybe do a little, if she's open to it, do a little like kiss on the neck or something.
Take your top off. I'm going to get everything.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what you would do.
I would do it. But that's why he has no game.
And then he goes, ooh, I've never dated a model. She looks like a model. Oh. She is a sexy lady.
Yes.
She's hot. And then they have literally no conversation was had. And then they have a really bad kiss. And then she rubs his chest.
Doesn't she like run the hair?
The hair.
Yeah, and he's.
And talks about the trimming of the hair.
And he's
a bad kisser.
It.
He's thrilled that he trimmed it. I have noticed his hair trim. There's like a trimmer. It's like he's trimmed it all.
Right. Uh-huh.
It's not good. He either needs a spray tan or a wax.
Yes, I like a nice little wax. Joe's not that hairy. I don't mind a hairy guy if they're, well, I kind of do. I don't want to sleep with a bear.
No, but. You're not a bear. You're not good.
No, Joe's not, for an Italian guy, you're not hairy on the body.
No.
There you go. Yep.
Only on the face.
That's good. That's good. You got a nice head of hair. Look at you.
Well, thank you.
Come on, Joe. You guys.
There you go.
Look at you guys.
You look good, Joe.
You guys are so cute.
Thank you.
I can feel the warmth. I just want to say.
Thank you.
It's a good. So then they. Oh my God. Even worse. I thought it couldn't get worse than the arm swing and the rubbing. They start dancing on the boat, and his dancing. I love to dance, and you don't even. Have
I love to dance.
I love to dance.
I'm not too good at it.
That's okay.
Poor Joe.
Are you better than he is? Because watching him dance on the bow of that boat,
he might not be. No,
depends on how much I've drank.
Are you enthusiastic? At least do you try, or do you not want? You're like,
no,
I'm gonna.
No,
he tries.
I try. I'm just terrible.
Okay.
You know, it's shocking because Joe is good in bed, and I said, you know. We had sex before we ever danced together. And I was like, Joe, he has to be a good dancer.
Of course.
He has good hip action. And then he got on the dance floor. I was like.
Were you stunned?
Stunned.
Where were you?
At a wedding. Well, you were drunk at that wedding. You were decent.
Hey, listen, one time I went for dance lessons. I was forced into it. And at the end of the thing, they gave me my money back.
No. No.
Yes. I'm horrible.
Wow, you're bad.
No,
you're bad.
He runs around me. I'm like, Joe, stop the running.
I need to go dancing with you.
It's actually
very... I need
very,
to watch you running around, Margaret.
I'm like, Joe, stop the running.
Does that mean you're, like, married forever in, like, 18th
yes,
century?
Yes, exactly,
like, you just keep
yes.
running and there's weird ceremonies happening.
Yes, he runs, like, and I'm like, Joe, stop. Because I like to think I'm a pretty good dancer. I could, like, move in the right directions. I have yeah. rhythm. But he could throw my
I try
rhythm
to copy
up.
What she does, like this.
Oh, my God. You know, I have my arm
that's
up at all times.
I like to copy. I think
no,
that's
I have
she
my,
doesn't.
No, I don't, because he mocks me. But I have my arm up at all times.
You.
And I'm, like, dancing around. But he can't. I don't know. It's very funny.
You're very beautiful, can
oh,
I
you,
say?
Oh, thank you. You
I,
are
you
so sweet.
You look so beautiful.
Oh,
your eyes are
you.
Stunning.
Oh,
you're
you
very
so,
beautiful.
Oh, you are so sweet. Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, and Marge Senior.
You
got
to come move in.
Marge
oh,
Senior.
Little Marge Senior.
Come on.
She should be... I think we should have a bachelorette.
They have
or
a
older.
They do. They you can you should nominate her. They're having
I should.
They're doing senior bachelor. They're looking for they keep asking for people to submit people.
We're going to submit
Marge
Senior.
You should submit her. She should be the bachelorette.
She should be the bachelorette.
She's so
she's
cute.
76.
She reminds me of my mom.
I love that.
Yeah, she was really
is your
sparkly.
Mother single?
She's not alive anymore.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
But that's okay, but she was very sparkly and it
yes.
was like a similar like
Well, because you're European. You
yeah,
said Norwegian
yeah,
and there's
like a
the
sparkle.
Fairness.
Yeah,
yes.
there's a sparkle. And she was fun. Like,
yes, Marge Singer's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I thought we should have another show, The Widow and the Widower.
Oh, I like that.
Why don't we do that together?
Let's do that.
Yes, I think we should because people who have The Widow and the Widower, I was saying this the other day when we were on the show, because people have had that kind of trauma and
yes.
tragedy. But it also could bring light into their life and could
yes.
and very entertaining.
I would watch that. By
yeah.
the way, it's like.
Right, Joe?
I think it would be a hit.
Let's go pitch it to Andy.
Well, yes.
Or ABC.
Yes, ABC.
Anybody.
We can
Hulu?
Host it. The Widow
oh,
and the Widower.
Oh, my
oh,
God.
Oh, you have to host it.
Oh,
yes.
obviously. Are you kidding me?
I know. I think it's a good idea.
Let's do it. I
Why
love
can't that.
That
be a natural extension?
Because I also feel like we could talk to people. Like we have humanity.
Yes.
Maybe better than Jesse Palmer.
Yes, we're sensitive.
Yes, we could talk to people. We've been through things in life.
Exactly.
You know? You've been through things. You can talk to people. So then they go, meanwhile, the gal with the pigtails is freaking out. She's cute, but she was like...
What's her name, the gal with the pigtails?
You know, there's a really... The one... She's the one that went home.
Oh, Anastasia?
Anastasia.
Oh, Anastasia was railroaded.
Yes, agreed.
Railroaded.
We'll get to that after the break. But so here we go. He's back on the date. He's with Kat, and she says, every time I've trusted a man, it's been backfired. It's like, well, you're 24. Like, that's what happens.
Like, where's she going?
Do you know
how many
mean?
Men has she trusted by the age of 24?
I mean, like...
A dozen.
It doesn't work. You know what I mean? Like, everybody's had their heart broken a couple times by 24. That's what you do when you're in your early 20s. It's
yes.
Like, it's you get
it's
your heart broken.
Yes.
And they're like, oh, it's easy with us. And then she's like, you know, I was worried that we were going to start off strong and it wasn't going to fizzle out. But that's not the case with you. And then she's like, this is what I've wanted with you. And then they keep, they're like super into each other. And she's like, I was nervous that you wouldn't want me. I had an unconventional childhood. If I hear him say, I'm looking for my best friend one more time, I just...
I know. How many best friends do you need?
I mean,
really?
Why don't you have a best friend?
Yeah.
Where is your best friend?
That's suspicious
one.
Right now.
Well, it should also
why don't you have a best friend?
That's why I feel like you shouldn't start as a best. Like, you should start off as, like, super hot for
no,
somebody.
No, I should not start out like in a situation like that. It should be instant flame.
That's what I'm saying. You don't want to start with best friend.
No, what are you going to do? Go bowling?
Yeah, you want to start
yes.
with super sparks. Like, super sparks.
Right, Joe?
That's right. Time
yeah.
for you.
Yeah. That's nice. I like
when
that.
That's right.
I like that. I had what sparks with Trent Z.
It is. It's important to have the spark.
I made out with him by my car. And then I was like, he walked me to my car.
First date?
Yes. He walked me to my car. We made out. And then I was like, okay, we can make out in the back of my car for like 10 minutes.
And we can make out in the back of
yeah.
my car.
Yeah. So we made out in the back of my car. And then instead of 10 minutes, it was like an hour. But I had a jumpsuit on.
Oh, a jumpsuit. That's harder to get out
of. But that's good. I sort of did that on purpose. It's like a chastity. It's like a canvas chastity
belt.
Yes.
You
I
know
feel
what
so
I mean?
Bad for him.
Exactly. So he'll be Team Joe because he was like, I wear a jumpsuit the first couple of days. More for my own sake.
That's so funny.
That is horrible.
I didn't want to sleep with him right away. You know what I'm saying? I just wanted to like... I just wasn't sure, you know? Like, I knew I liked him, but I didn't know if he was just a total player.
Well, I understand.
Which he was. He was a total player. Like, I was right. So I was, I actually think me wearing the, I think I was the one woman and he was like, what?
What's going on?
Why the jumpsuit?
Why is she not giving it up right away?
What is this like denim chastity belt situation? I think he was so stunned by the amount of clothing
that he had to get through to get to the goods.
But look who's getting the Valentine's Day breakfast right now.
That's right.
That's what I'm saying.
You played
it right. Thank you. That's right. I mean, now look who got the wake up.
And that's right. It took us a long time also. Months.
Because Joe kept wearing jumpsuits.
Yeah, Joe was. Thank God it wasn't orange, but that was the good news.
And I sewed him up.
Joe wore a beekeeper outfit.
I know. You were a little puss, baby.
And then he was dancing.
Yes, then he was dancing. Well, he was dancing. If I would have seen the dancing.
Did it.
If I would have seen the dancing first, I don't know what would have happened. Only kidding. I saw your feet, and that sealed the deal.
There you go.
He has very cute feet.
So you have cute feet?
Cute feet.
I die for the feet.
What do you mean?
I want to go and put them on that thing.
Wakey feet. Wakey feet.
Where they pay you to go and show your feet.
Oh no, you're not going on OnlyFans.
What do you like about his feet?
They're just, the toes are perfect. The shape is nice. There's no calluses, no corns. They're just masculine but perfectly groomed. And considering he's in construction.
I have fat flippers. That's what
no,
I thought.
They're not. No, they're just so nice. They're manly. Yeah. There's no fungus. They're just, the toes are perfectly
fungus.
Shaped.
That's disgusting.
I know. But you know,
you know, no. Sometimes people have yellow nails.
Yeah.
Oh.
I could never
nails.
Sleep with a guy with yellow nails.
My ex had yellow nails.
Oh, that's why you had
to
divorce.
Had to go.
Had to go.
I can't stand.
No,
you know,
breakfast?
The toenails are perfectly shaped. Yeah. So when we had sex the first time, I was like, Jesus Christ, if he takes off his socks and he has bad feet, this could go south.
And then there you go, Joe.
You took them off. What did I say to you right away?
Oh, my God, your feet.
Did I say? I said they're beautiful.
Have you been complimented in your feet before?
Podiatrist.
Oh, come on. That's
high praise. What'd they say?
Your girlfriend.
What'd she say to you?
She started rubbing my feet, and she's going, oh.
You got gorgeous feet.
No,
you
he
got
does.
If all goes to shit, you can support the family with the feety fans.
I really want to try it.
Yeah, Joe, you don't just show your feet.
Why?
Because you think Larsa Pippen just shows her feet?
I go up to my knees.
You go up to the knees.
Yeah. He's got, you know, and then above he's got the jumpsuit.
Yes.
So then they go. They want to come from a place of stability. She wants a place of stability. It's scary that you come and I don't come from a place of stability. Her history, she had a different upbringing. She struggled with her mom in her relationship, and she didn't even live at home. She wants to.
Did she run away?
I couldn't figure that out.
I think she ran away.
I felt badly for her. I do know.
Yes.
It's hard. Like, it's hard. Look, I had a very tough dad. Very tough dad. And I feel like tough dads make entertaining daughters. I do know that a tough mom, like when the mom, I think it can be harder. Like, if that's a hard one, you know,
it's
the core. And so I did feel, and I do know, like, again, my dad was so brutal that, like, I do know that even if you logically know it's somebody else that has the issue that's telling you this stuff about you, you still take it. It still is in your wiring that maybe deep down inside, if somebody gets to know you, they'll see that, like, you're unlovable or something's wrong. It took me, like, a long time to be like, no, like, there's nothing wrong with me.
That's terrible.
Thank you.
It is.
Yes.
You're so lovable.
Thank you.
But
and, like, so I felt for her.
Yeah, like, mother-daughter relationships are extremely complicated.
Yes, they sure are. They really are. And I think it's easier to kind of, like, rebound from a bad dad. I feel like a lot of people have weird dads.
Yes.
And, like, that was hard. So I felt for her. And then she's like, I'm worried that somebody like you with such a healthy upbringing would be scared of me, that I'm unlovable.
Aww.
And then he said, I don't want you to have that fear. You know, you should never have somebody treat you the way you were treated by your mother. And then they had fireworks. I'm falling for this man. And then they kissed. And I had to say, I felt like, quite honestly, I thought she was very sweet. I'm rooting for her. And I actually felt like they looked like a couple. It was the first time at the end I was like, I could actually see them kind of having a nice, being kind of Barnaby and Ken. And, like, they felt like, she felt like she could win.
Yes, and they had some depth. At least they had a deep conversation. What do you think, Joe?
Yeah, they could talk about, but they're still, like, boring.
They're talking about agree with
you. Joe's a little bored by them. Bored by everybody.
I'm bored by them. Me too. I'm bored. But honestly, the only one that I was less bored by was Brooklyn later.
There you go.
I liked Brooklyn.
Who's your favorite girl?
Brooklyn's the favorite.
Brooklyn is Trenzy's favorite girl. Trenzy likes Brooklyn.
Joe likes Brooklyn the best from the beginning.
Because she actually has a little spunk.
She has spunk. She's a
cutie. She's cute. She does rodeo.
Does the rodeo thing. I think she's hot.
Well, why don't we take any final thoughts on Kat? Do you think Kat's going to win?
I don't know if Kat's going to win.
I think she's
Joe's like, I hope not. No, she's up there. She's up in the running. I think she's up in the running.
I think that Brooklyn is too sparkly for. I feel like, and this is going to sound terrible, but I feel like he's so basic that in some ways, like a rodeo wrangler would be too
out there for him. I agree. He needs more basic bitch.
Basic kind of.
Well, he should go down to the diner and ask for a waitress or something then.
But I feel like he kind of likes like elegant. Like there's something.
He needs some zing to go with him because
he's so boring. But I fear that he's looking for like a Kate Middleton, like presentable, elegant. You know, like I feel like he's
someone to stay like in the
land. But I feel like we'll get to that later. But anyway. Okay, so we're going to take a quick break. So overall, we think she's in the running and that this was a very boring date.
Boring.
I mean, they had the fireworks. At least they had depth.
You would have had the fireworks no matter what.
Agree.
Okay.
Right?
We're taking a quick
break. It's part of the show.
Bachelor Villain!
In it for the money!
In it for the gram followers!
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-errands pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
And we're back with our rookies of the year. Margaret and Joe from Real Housewives of New Jersey. You guys are killing it. They told me at the break that they've been taking the show very seriously.
We are.
And I respect that.
We do. You said we're coming on as rookies. I said to Joe, Monday nights we were sitting in front of the TV.
And she makes me do it.
Oh, my God.
I do,
okay.
Right? We sit there and I have my other girlfriend over. I was like, don't talk. Don't do anything.
No, they're rookies.
We in front of the TV. We're like, I do it.
We got to get you a rookie jersey.
I know. I'm very excited.
I'll bring you rookie jerseys next time.
I love it. Okay,
yes. We got to get you your party champ or your champion
Wait,
shirt.
I want a onesie, though.
Do you want a onesie? Oh, my God. I can get you a onesie. You know what? We don't want to take advantage of you sexually.
No.
All right. You guys just met. You showed her the feed, but watch
the
out.
Feet. Yes.
We got a thick canvas one. So here they are. We're on the group date, and they're exploring the Bahamas. And the gal from Vermont, Gabby, she's allergic to shellfish.
Oy.
Didn't you want her to see her eat shellfish? Didn't you want her to accidentally?
A nice anaphylactic shock.
I was expecting her to just fall over when they did that little kiss.
Yes, I agree with you.
Yeah, did he brush his teeth?
Yeah, he must have. So then they go.
Well, maybe it was an experiment to see if she was lying or not.
Yeah.
No, listen, that shellfish allergy is bad. We have some, you know, my son's allergic to shellfish. Well, he was. Oh, not mollusks, so it's okay.
Mollusk.
A mollusk is different than a crustacean.
I don't think anybody said the word mollusk ever in 300 episodes. I don't think this is the first time the word mollusk has been said.
I'm here
for it. So here we go. Anastasia in the pigtails, she's got vocal fry, and she's like, and they're talking about how sweaty they are. She pulls him aside. She's like, you know what, things just got better and better. You know, I just, you know. know, I'm just really enjoying you. And then the gal in the bikini, the crazy bikini with all the strings come up, and she's like, can I steal him for a second? And Anastasia's like, give me a minute. She's like, okay, please, like, can I just steal him? And she's like, give me a minute. And she's like, okay, don't make me fight you on this. Can I just, and then all hell breaks loose.
Yes.
I mean, I feel like everybody's got to grow up here. This was, so then Stasia goes around, like, I was so triggered. She said she was going to fight me. She told everybody on the island of the Bahamas that she was going to get fought, and she was playing the total victim. She was very triggered. She felt threatened.
I have to go and say something.
Please.
Girls.
I mean.
And guys of that age.
Yes.
They get triggered over things that I'm sorry.
Yes.
Like.
Yeah.
They're just being insane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there's no reason for any of this stuff.
No.
Like, I'm triggered. Please. You're a little ticked off.
Yes.
But, you know.
You're not triggered.
What are you going to do? Pull a pin?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're so sensitive.
I agree
Overly
with you.
Sensitive.
I
Everything's
agree with
not
you.
An issue.
I agree with you. I trust me. When I think about just, like, I mean, growing up in New England, if you were like, my feelings are hurt over people, there would be such
They'd
a
laugh.
People are like, what? What are you
right.
talking
what are you,
about?
You're such a loser.
Yeah, you'll be such
I know,
a
like,
loser.
Something, I know.
Like, but older brothers, like, what are you talking about?
Right.
It was a figure of speech.
It was a figure of, I mean, think about her on Housewives with, like, Teresa. Are you kidding me?
Well, I mean,
are
Teresa wouldn't even understand what that meant.
I mean,
that's a whole
like,
other story.
She'd be like, what, like, can I, don't make me fight. Like, what, like, these are not people that actually know how to fight. This is bananas.
On Housewives, they do know how to fight.
That's
yeah,
what
on Housewives, that's a whole
they
other thing.
They actually know how
that's
to fight.
That's a throwdown. That's a bowl of pasta
yes.
over your head. That's like, she would have been hit in the
oh,
head.
Oh,
she would have been in the head with a lobster.
Get a shiv, stick her on a side.
Yeah, yeah.
Hit on the head with
no,
a lobster.
No, she would have been hit in the head with a lobster.
Hit on the head with a lobster. And, by the way, great TV. So then, that's Kylie was the one who pulled him aside. And she's like, you know, I think I caught feelings for you. And you could tell that he didn't want to talk to her. He got pulled aside by her. He wasn't feeling it. And then Stassi is freaking out. And she's telling Greer, everybody's supposed to fight you. And then Kylie's like, I'm not going to fight you. And they're telling everybody. And then she's like, I was attacked. And it's like, that was what the whole date was. Like, nothing happened.
I know.
Nothing
but
happened.
But Kylie's a little troublemaker.
Kylie did stir the pot. She didn't. She did. So then she tattles.
Yeah. I don't like a tattletale.
I don't like a tattletale either. I never liked a tattletale. My mom did not like a tattletale. I remember
no
there
one
was
likes.
She there was a girl at like the roller rink. I had a roller rink birthday party. And this,
me too. I had a lot of roller rink birthday
parties. I had a roller rink. We went to Hot Wheels. And this girl, Candace, in my class, went up to my mom and made my mom skate holding her hand and was like, Mrs. Marine, the girls are being mean to me. And then I remember afterwards, my mom was like, that gives a fucking drip. Like, I don't know. That is a fucking drip. I would be mean to her too. Like, grow a pair. Just start skating. Like,
yes.
Don't hang on to the mom. Like, what's your problem? Go get a mozzarella stick and like skate
yeah.
to like Dancing Queen. What's your
it's
problem?
True. Yeah, stop being such a baby. I can't take these people.
I can't.
I don't like it.
I don't either.
Kylie.
Tattles.
Calculated.
Tattles never win though. When they like, they might get. And the thing that he actually listens to everybody that tattles. He listens to it.
Oh, he wants to look at the picture. Oh, yeah. He needs to look at a picture
okay,
of Kylie.
Right. Okay,
he's trying to pull up a picture of Kylie.
Here we go. Let's pull up Kylie. There's no redeeming thing characteristic of Kylie aside from the fact that she's a tattletale. But he believes it. And now you were staying up top. Every time a woman tattles, he gets thrown by it and then he kicks him out.
Right.
He's easily influenced.
He's easily influenced.
I don't like someone who can't make their own decisions.
Agree. Now, you think that's weak?
Oh, definitely.
Because it is weak.
Yeah, he should go and make up his own mind, not listen to a bunch of little girls.
Yeah,
a bunch of little girls. Because he kicks, basically, he's getting rid of Anastasia, whatever her, Anastasia, however you say her name, because she's like, I don't think she's here for the right
that's
reason.
Oh, my God.
That's because he's mentally like 8 years old.
Yeah, yes.
He looks older.
So he's
he
like 98
older, but
and
he can't
8.
Pull it off.
Yeah.
Agree. So basically each woman he goes around and he takes each woman to stay strong and he makes out with them. So Jess is like the girl that covered in glitter.
We like Jess.
I do
she
too.
Looks very youthful.
This
the one
is
who's
Jess.
Very young, Joe. You know
very
Jess.
Young. Yeah, so
yes.
then. So
oh,
the
she's,
innocent
she's like
little
21 child. Years old.
She's a
yeah,
child.
She's so young. She's 23.
23.
And so then we have Charity. He seems to have kind of a connection with Charity.
I don't like her voice, though.
Yeah, agree.
It's very, you know what, when she speaks something.
Yeah.
So then Gabby from Vermont, he was like kissing her, and he's like, I enjoy my time with
she's
you.
She's a little pushy.
You think
like,
so?
Like, you're supposed to be pushy on a show, but she's like...
You think Gabby from Vermont's pushy?
Yeah, I don't really like her that much.
I feel like the one that's pushy that kind of looks like her is what's her name?
Greer?
Greer's
not.
Why does it keep going through? It's the gal from New York. Ariel.
Ariel's pushy.
So then she goes to Zach. Okay, so here we are. We're back. And Kylie goes to Zach.
And Ariel looks older.
Ariel is 28.
Yes.
So, and she feels 28. And she's a marketing executive in New York City. So she feels like she's probably been through the dating apps here. She's probably gone out with like hedge fund guys.
Yes.
But you could feel that she's in control. And it's like when she grabs him, she like grabs his face. The women are, which is almost kind of like a, like it's like an aggressive, like she'll grab and kiss and be, but I think he likes that.
Yeah. Well, he needs that. He needs someone because he wants mommy to tell him what to do.
I think he does want mommy, but he'll be too threatened to pick mommy. But I think he likes it.
I think he likes it.
So then he goes and Stassi goes. What's her name? Kylie goes to him and she's like, I just want to say, whispers start happening, and doesn't happen until the end, but whispers start happening that Stassia had been talking about Instagram followers. For the final 14, they'll each at least get 50K. So that's going to come into play later. Fine. So basically, he goes around, he kisses everybody, and... you know, but we find out that Charity had overheard that she's here for the wrong reasons. And so then he freaks out. He's like, that really freaks me out. Is somebody really here for me? That's not at all what I want. This is terrifying. It's like, of course, that's what the show is now. People just come on to like quit their jobs as like Pilates instructors and just to get Instagram followers.
So I don't even know why that's so offensive. These girls aren't getting compensated.
Agreed.
So, you know, at least they could do is get Instagram followers out of it if they're not getting picked.
If they're sitting there with nothing to do for 10 hours a day, you got to talk about things.
Yes, thank you. That's right. And by the way, everybody's aware that that's the name of the game now.
Right.
The prize is not to be a wife and go. The prize is to go get your Instagram followers, build your brand.
And like, bump your brand.
Yeah,
that's
you know, all these other girls aren't going to be the wife. The only one's going to be a wife. So the bonus, you know what I'm saying, is the consolation prize. At least get the Instagram followers.
Thank you so much. At least get the Instagram followers. And what did you think is going to happen? That's the deal.
First of all, I think that is so callous of him. What do you think? These girls should go home with nothing?
He's not the smartest tool in a shed.
Yeah.
No, it's not, actually, he's very selfish.
Yes. All right, with that, we're going to take a quick break. And we're going to... So he cuts her. He cuts Stassia.
And he liked her.
He did. He cut Christina Mandrell, but she had a kid.
Christina Mandrell. Yep. He is, you know, he's easily influenced. He was like, you know, I don't like you're not being nice to the other girls. You know, no one's supposed to be nice to the other girls.
He cut that girl that I thought was going to be one of the winners early on. That she had a moment of insecurity last week when she's like, I just need to be a little bit validated.
Right.
And he was like, no, I'm not feeling it as much. I think because she wasn't making out with him as much. Any weakness, they're out.
Which one? That was a cute one.
She was adorable. I liked her.
What was her name?
I thought she was Bailey.
Bailey.
She could win.
I thought so too.
The second she showed any weakness, she was gone.
I know, not right. But the girl from New Jersey, the one who got the rose that America voted for.
Yes.
She was a little shit stirrer too.
Yes, she was.
And I was not proud of my Jersey girl. I was like, I don't like you.
No, agree.
Unacceptable.
Well, she'd be a good housewife.
No, she was a little
stirring the pot.
No, yeah, stirring the pot, but I didn't like
fun.
Her.
And you know what? When he did say you feel inauthentic, I agreed.
She was inauthentic.
You got to be the real. If you're going to stir the pot as a real human, not like playing the part.
Yes, I didn't like her behavior. Unacceptable.
We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back. We're going to talk about your girl, Brooklyn.
Yes.
There you go.
Bone zone.
Let's get in the bone zone, guys.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-errands pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
And we're back. Here we go. So we come back and he's going on a date with Brooklyn. She's adorable.
She's very cute. Joe's all time favorite. She's the best. Look
She's
at
the
Joe.
Best. So she goes on, they go ATVing. Have you ever been on an ATV?
Many times.
Yes.
Are they fun?
A lot of fun.
They look fun.
I like to go on the back. I like to be, on the back of Joe's ATV.
Do you get scared?
No, not if Joe's driving. I don't get scared.
Did you guys ever go to Action Park?
No.
I got excited.
You're so cute. That was so funny.
I got excited.
Okay. That was adorable.
Okay, great. Okay. So then they go. So here's the thing. This is why I'm saying he's never going to pick somebody fun. And this really was a big moment for me. They go. They have this nice date. They're on the beach. They kiss. And she does a very cute fist bump.
Yes.
That throws him so much, both in the moment that he then brings it up then and later again that night. He felt so emasculated by her cute little, she's nervous, she's young, she's getting relaxed. She gives, and by the way, we learn later she's been on quite a journey. So she's, a tender gal. And she was probably a little scared and she did a cute little nervous fist bump. Who cares?
Yeah, what's wrong with a fist bump? It's cute.
It was cute.
It's also their generation. I don't see what the issue is.
And he was like, whoa, like, okay, fist bump. She was like, what? And like, he it's in the same way that somebody was like, can I call you Zachy? And he was like, no. He's a little tight,
wound tight. I don't like it.
Yeah, a little controlling about.
He might only be
get too wild.
No, he's only going to be a missionary man. I see what's going on here.
He is for sure a missionary man.
Yeah, I say.
You know what?
What do you say, Joe?
Nothing wrong with a little missionary.
I mean, I am a lazy bottom.
You know what? I'm never mad at a little missionary. Either.
I know. I don't mind a little missionary.
I don't mind a little missionary. So then, So then they go kissing, and we find out. So he talks about the fist bump, and we find out that he goes, "I was just caught off guard. It was my first fist bump." Like,
oh my god!
That's so embarrassing.
Well, he should be happy she popped his cherry.
It's so embarrassing. So then, so we find out, and they put a warning up top. So we knew coming in that it's growing up. This is big for her because she was in a relationship, and he was emotionally abusive, and it sounded like it got physical, and
yes.
She didn't speak for a long
that's
time.
Terrible.
Oh, that's so terrible.
And she was with him for 6 years, and then one day she was not herself, and she got this her straight. She got to get herself out of it. She was a shell of a human, and then we found out that the cops one day woke her up because she'd gotten knocked out by him.
Oh, I know. That was so upset. It's to hear such a young girl have to go through that.
I know.
And that she shared that's actually very strong. I'm glad that The Bachelor addressed that because DV, domestic, I don't know if we should say.
You can talk about it.
I don't want it to be flagged or something.
Oh, yeah. No.
But I think that's such an important thing to cover because so many young women go through that and have shame and blame themselves.
That's right.
So I'm glad that they addressed that. And that was very, very brave of her to even talk about that.
I agree with you.
Don't you think so,
Joe?
Yeah.
And again, to me, one of the things, that I've found over the years here is, I think a lot of the stuff that we get ashamed about, or the stuff that we think we don't want people to know about, or secrets, or the things that we think are the like most unlovable, it's like it's actually like what it made up me love her even more. Like
I know
that like the strength and the elegance for her just to tell her story, like your heart just breaks for this. She's so cute. She's so, so spunky. Cute. It's like how could anybody do anything like that to her? And the fact that she was brave enough to share.
Yes, of course. And you know, I think people also don't realize it is so helpful to other people. So people are going to fall in love with her. So if he doesn't fall in love with her.
Zachy. She'd be a great bachelorette.
She
by
would.
The way.
She absolutely.
I mean,
would.
She's pretty young, but she's so cute. And then, like, you know, she. So he gives her the rose, and then all of a sudden, I start hearing a song that felt like it wasn't mixed in. And then I get so nervous on these shows when there's like. There's so many awkward, you haven't watched it that long, but there's always so many awkward concerts. This is, I think, the most awkward. There's where there's one man with a guitar, and then you're dancing right in front of him making out. At least
yes,
give me a full band. Give
yes,
me a full
yes,
band.
Yes, I like a full band.
Give me a full band to like have like the pressure of being like one-on-one. It's just, would you get nervous dancing and making out in front of a man with a guitar? Joe.
No.
He's got no shame in his game.
I have no shame.
I'd rather have a full band because I like an audience. But I don't think I'd want to do it in front of one guy with a guitar.
But by the same token, like you look at that and you go and say, budget.
Oh, yeah.
No,
You're
I don't know if it's budget. They have a very big budget.
Then why didn't have a band?
That's a good point. What do you think Marge would be like as a Marge Senior as a bachelorette?
Oh God,
Marge Senior,
she would rip everyone up.
She's Marge Senior's super liberal.
Yes,
and I think men her age aren't super liberal. She'd be tough. Marge Senior is very tough.
Good.
Someone called her. She went on a date and she sent a picture of herself and he goes, "Wow, you look spiffy." He called her spiffy and she was like, "I'm never going out with him again."
My mom went on some dates and I think it's you know. I think it's hard. I remember she was Artem. She was like, you don't want to deal with old man balls. She's like, there's an old man ball that you grow old with and you're used to. Those are the balls that you grew old with.
Yes,
those are the balls that started higher.
I love it.
They started higher, but then you got used to because they started higher. And then
she's like,
but a fresh set of old man balls? You don't want a fresh set of old
okay,
man balls.
Okay, your mother, hilarious, dying. A fresh set
right.
of old man balls.
You don't want a fresh set of old man balls. She was like, she met my friend Rob. She's like, I want like a 35-year-old. I would date your friend Rob. And my friend Rob was like, I would date her.
How funny is that? That's good.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Well, vaginas don't really drop. We can talk about that.
I think vaginas don't drop. Sometimes bladders drop.
Yeah. That wasn't me.
Not you.
Not me. I have a high and tight.
Obviously you have a
obviously.
High.
Obviously.
There you go.
Look, you got to keep it together.
I'm with two high and tight girls.
Yeah. We can just get my cats in here. And it's four pussies in the podcast studio.
Four pussies.
So then we have... So they go out, they have the band, they start making out, and she gets the rose. I mean, she's adorable. I think she's too good for him. I think she is to me the most personality of anybody
I've
seen.
She does have the most personality.
I think she's
the most interesting. I mean, how many rodeo riders do we know?
I agree with that. I think she's my favorite.
Joe's favorite, right? From the day one, that was Joe's favorite.
Who's your favorite?
I really like Christina Mandrell. I like the little crazy factor.
I go for that.
Somebody who knows what she wants is willing to take anybody down to get it. I got a big kick out of that. I liked her and Brooklyn.
I feel like she's the last. I don't think we've seen the last
No,
of
I don't think
Mandrell.
We've seen the last.
I think we've seen more of Christina Mandrell.
And he liked her up until he found out she had a kid. I was like, oh, you're weak sauce.
He literally, the boner went down so fast. You could, like, hear her crashing
on the ground.
I know.
That doesn't mean she can't spew out another kid. It also shows that she's nurturing, a good mother. She comes from a country music background.
Yes.
A gorgeous family.
Yeah.
You see that she's going to be beautiful when she gets older. Like, come on, Zach.
You're going to be so lucky to be part of the Mandrell dynasty.
And yes. What does he do for a living?
We had a person look it up because often they don't actually have jobs.
I don't like that.
But he has a job.
Oh, good, good.
So he lives in Austin. Apparently he has a good tech job. It's like, somebody figured out he made probably around, one of our fans figured, they found his LinkedIn profile and based on comparable positions, I think he does like sales in the tech company, they think he makes probably close to like 200K.
I'm not bad for 26. 26, very good.
That's
right?
Good for 26.
Very good.
Very good.
Going places.
You could do way worse. So
he's getting paid to do this. So he'll have a little nest egg. He'll put it away.
And he seems practical. Like he's had a 401K for. I mean, he's not a dummy. He's just like a boring guy.
Yes.
So then he go, we have the cocktail party, and he gives a big speech, and then he's like, hey, Stassia, can I pull you upstairs for a second? And then, like,
I don't like this.
And then, like, you know, I will say this. So Kylie did her dirty, but you could tell she did say all of it. She was,
she did, but yeah, I think she was trying to help the other girls. I mean, that's her business.
Yeah, yeah.
What is she not going to talk about her career?
I think it's just a conversation. Like, you're bored as crap.
Yeah, yeah.
She was railroaded.
I mean, I think she was probably rude to the other gals, but she was railroaded. Like, and it was in a very sort of like a frenemy way.
Yes,
it was like, I've got your back, but it's like, then he freaked out. And then we have Charity, they're kissing, and then there's like a pool table, they're like, I've got your back, and then he pulls Kat aside, who he'd already had the date with, they're making out by the pool table. I think Kat's gonna win.
You do? Kat could take, he does seem to be very into Kat.
He called her a model, they had the double kiss on the pool table.
Wait, who's the tent girl again? What's her name?
The tent girl was Katie.
I think. What happened to Katie? She's still there too.
I think it's gonna be between Katie and Kat.
Yes, tent girl is still there, Katie.
I think it's gonna be between Katie and Kat. Because they both look identical.
They do. That's why I have a hard time telling
them
apart.
They look identical. And are they both, they're both nurses. Did you want someone from Austin or Florida? They're both 27 or 26-year-old nurses.
Yes.
I think he's going to pick a nurse named Kat or Katie.
Kat or Katie.
So then,
Well, it's probably the first time he had sex was with Katie.
Yeah, Katie.
I mean.
In a tent.
I think they definitely had sex.
Yeah,
do
yeah.
you?
Oh, well, for
I don't
sure.
know. Why not?
I mean, I hope it.
Oh, but then. You did go and see there was a stinking camera inside that tent because you saw them going and talking and pulling the beds together.
Wait, did they pull the beds together?
Yes, they did that? Pull the yes. beds together.
But I feel like we would have seen them waking up.
I don't know, but she came out wearing a PJ, so.
Which I liked.
Yes, that was cute.
I hope they had sex. Ariel checked in on him, and they blew a conch shell together.
Ooh.
And then they said, did you ever play conch in the high school band? And then she's like, she's very aggressive.
Yeah, she's very aggressive. Well, she's a woman who knows what she wants, and that's not going to work out for him.
No.
She's too strong for him.
Agree. So then they, somebody starts freaking out and crying. Oh, Greer? Was it Greer? Oh, Davia.
Davia
starts crying. Kylie's worried she jeopardized a relationship. She's like, she starts panicking, and she's like, I got to go home. I got to get out of here. I can't take it. I can't take being up there, not hearing my name. It's the story of my life. Lo and behold, Kylie gets a rose. And he cuts Genevieve with the arm sling and Davia, and they're all very upset. And then next week they're heading to London.
I know. I mean,
that's right.
That'll be interesting when they get to London.
I mean, so we're going to do Tweet of the Week, but before we do that, who do you think are going to be the top three?
I agree with you. It's Kat, Katie.
Maybe Charity?
Maybe Charity.
I don't want Charity. I don't like her, though.
Okay, all right.
I do agree with the Kat,
Katie. He also had a nice date with Allie until she said, I fooled you. The one that he went skydiving with.
Yes.
And then he was like, he's like, you seem put together. And then she's like, I fooled you. I'm like,
oh, yes. By the
that.
Way, I'm confusing Allie and Kylie. Oh, my God. That's what I was doing.
Yes.
Oh, I was thinking Allie and Kylie.
Yeah, so Allie went skydiving.
Yes.
And he really liked her until she said that she didn't. Until she told, don't give other people arrows to shoot you with. Don't tell people. Everybody's a work in progress. We're all a work in progress.
Yes.
You don't need to tell people all your flaws out of the gate. Hide it.
Yes, hide it for a few years.
Push it down.
Until you lock and load.
Yeah.
Right, Joe?
Right, Joe.
Absolutely.
That's what you did.
I did.
I got a lot more when I was the girlfriend.
You did.
Did you?
No, you fixed it. He fixed everything when I was the girlfriend. And now
that
once we got married, you know, he moved a little slow.
I mean.
It's okay.
Listen.
Yeah.
We bought a really, 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 really old house.
How old? What year?
1906.
Whoa. My house is 1925.
So yeah, every day is a discovery.
Yes. But at least you know what you're doing.
Yeah, and I get scared.
I'm like, every time something happens, I'm like, well, I guess I had a good run. I just have to lock this door and
yes,
walk
exactly.
Away.
Walk away.
I'll never see this house again. I'll just leave it to be abandoned. I tried to be an adult.
Yes, I always have these grand ideas. I was like, I want a grand old house. I want it to be magnificent. I want to restore
it.
Yeah, I love those type of things.
I want to see your house.
You're coming over.
I would love that.
With Trent.
Would you go? Oh, I would love that.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I would love that.
I would love that.
Okay, can I... We're doing a live show.
When is that?
Would you like to come play
yes,
with us?
Yes, I would love to come to the live show.
Would you like to come play with us?
Of course.
Trent will be there.
Yes, when okay. is it? When
so
is
will
it?
My brother. It's Saturday, April 15th, tax day.
Oh, good. That's like a, yes. Okay, fine. We're putting it in.
Are you serious?
Yeah, this is so fun. Where is it? Here?
Yeah, in Brooklyn.
Okay, great. Fine.
It's at a beautiful venue called the Bell House where they do a lot of like Netflix specials
perfect,
and stuff.
Perfect, perfect.
Okay, great.
Yes,
this is
we'll
thrilling.
Do the live show.
Oh, my God.
And we're going to keep up on, obviously.
This is thrilling. And then we'll have you back on.
Yes, yes. Because the rookies, yes, we're going to
have you back
on. Okay, so we think it's between Kat, Katie, Joe,
and maybe
Allie. Charity.
Maybe Charity.
I don't know, because Allie revealed the good.
Allie said, when she said, I fooled you, I think he likes Charity.
I don't know why. I don't like her. Her voice sounds like something's a little wrong, though.
Yep.
What is it?
I don't know.
It's like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like a little.
She's got some quirks.
Quirks.
She's got
some
quirks.
It's okay.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with Tweet of the Week. Ooh, I don't know about you, but things are getting so hot in here. I think I got to take a pee break. And we're back.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-errands pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
We love your reviews. It really helps us. We're trying to get to 2.3 right now. We're at 2241. So go on to Apple Podcasts, scroll down to the bottom. You get to tap to rate, and then you can write a review. We have a 5-star review, best bee pod around, feeling older by the minute, 5 stars, laughing along with Arden and the gang every week, helps keep this 66-year-old young. Thanks. Well, I am happy to keep this 66-year-old young. That is making me so delightful. Here's another one. We have 5 stars from Morgan Broke. Love. This podcast rules with incredibly hilarious takes on the Bachelor franchise. Champions. So we are here for that. Come on, leave us our reviews, and we can't wait. Oh my God. Thank you so much for all your emails. You guys, you can email us at rosepodcast@gmail.com. Here's some of the emails. You know what? Normally, to be very real with you and our listeners, I usually record them not in front of the guests, but I'm going to read one because it was so touching. It was so touching that I wanted to read it. This was this gentleman emailed in about his wife.
Oh.
Here is a beautiful email from Dave Costico, my lovely wife, the champion. Hello, hello, Arden, Dr. Banana, and everyone else. I want to share this picture of my amazing wife, Phoebe. It was taken right before her recent cancer surgery. She came through it with flying colors, mostly because she had amazing surgeons, but maybe this shirt helped a little. She's wearing her Becoming a Champion shirt. We listen every week, and we love you guys and all your guests. We were so excited to hear Michael Hitchcock, Corky. He's from Waiting for Guffman. Phoebe's dream is to be on your show someday. She woke up from a previous surgery babbling about The Bachelor, so she's got chops. So if you ever need a last-minute substitute, just saying. Thank you all. Dave C. in St. Paul, Minnesota. We would love to have you on. We would love to have Phoebe on just to say hi.
Phoebe looks amazing.
Phoebe looks amazing.
She's looking good.
She looks so good. So we would love to have you on, and we love our listeners so much that if you come to the Bell House, email us in advance your ticket. You can get your tickets now on rosepodcast.vodka. Joe and Margaret are going to be there.
Yes. We'll be there.
I can't wait.
With Trent Z, Brian Safi, and then if you email us, and we'll pull up one of the listeners to come give some of their opinions too, because we love our listeners. We also love our reviews, but most importantly, we have our Tweet of the Week. So we send a sleep crown to, which is like this pillow, which is basically like this gorgeous, it's like a weighted blanket.
Yes.
And like your security blanket.
Uh-huh.
But you sleep on it and it like you put it over your eyes and your ears.
I like that.
I bet
it doesn't help you sleep so well.
Yeah. I don't know if you have sleep problems. It's so soothing.
I never had sleep problems,
but recently. But it has a nose. I'm sure we can get you a sleep crown. And like, it just is the softest thing you've ever heard. They're not even a sponsor. This person just like is worried. She's like, I have a hard time sleeping. So she sends these pillows to all of our listeners who win this Tweet of the Week. So we're going to narrow it down to two, and then we're going to pick a final one for Tweet of the Week.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to say about eight. Okay. Okay, so this is Deanna Sows at Six Gables Bag says, Margaritaville wardrobe, always angling for a kiss. Zach is one pocket full of Starlight Mints away from being a coastal grandma. This is from Laura Palmer at Laura Palmer 3. Say what you want, but I think it was really brave of Zach to only wear outfits he tore off the mannequins at the Bahamas Airport Hudson News.
That's actually very good. I like that.
This is from Justin Paul Spade at Justin Spade. Zach dances like a gym teacher trying to play it cool at prom after striking out with the art teacher. This is from Joni BB711. Zach addresses drama like an overwhelmed Christian camp counselor. This is from Joni BB711. Producer, break a leg. Anastasia, can you believe they just told me to self-harm? This is from Jean at Aunt Gail's. Hey, ladies, just wanted to tell you that Anastasia is no longer with us. Why does he gotta make it sound like he killed her outside? Okay, here we go. A couple more. B. Perry at Great Bedonia. I'm watching a hypnotist show, and the code word is best friend, which triggers Zach to go awkwardly kissing any woman within 25 feet. And then here we go. Final two. This is from Cheyenne Constant at Trixie Firecracker. Zach, no one is using you for the fame. They're using the show for the fame. You just happen to be the lead at that time. And then here we go. Final one, Laura Palmer at Laura Palmer 3. Zach, are you here for me or brand deals? Anastasia, wow. Seems like we should unpack this with a professional. When you use code Anastasia on BetterHelp.com, you're paired with a licensed therapist who's always there for the right reasons.
That was a good one.
Okay, what are your top two?
I like that last one, and I like the one about the airport.
Okay.
The clothes on the mannequin.
Okay.
What do you say, Joe?
I like the clothes and the self-harm.
Okay. All right. So we'll go clothes and we'll go self-harm because you both said clothes. Okay, here we go. Our final two. Joni BB71, producer, break a leg, Anastasia. Can you believe they just told me to self-harm? Or Laura Palmer at Laura Palmer 3, say what you want, but I think it was really brave of Zach to only wear outfits he tore off the mannequins at the Bahamas Airport Hudson News. Hudson News or self-harm? Joe?
Self-harm.
Self-harm or Hudson News?
I like Hudson News. What do you say?
I say Hudson News. But you win. Say what you want. I think it's really brave of Zach to wear outfits he tore off the mannequins at the Bahamas Airport. Hudson News. Email us rosepodcast@gmail.com. Send us your email, your mailing address, and we will get you a sleep crown. Margaret Jo.
Yes.
Can I just say, what outstanding rookies you are. What a...
Oh, thank you. We loved it.
I had so much fun, and thank you so much for my new... you're my new pal.
That's right.
We're such good pals.
I really had such a nice time.
You did, too.
I loved my
brushes. And we spent Valentine's Day together.
That's right.
What would you like to... Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
What would you like to promote?
You know what? I came out with a mocktail line. Besides my candy couture brushes at Walmart, which everybody loves.
Incredible.
I just came out with a mocktail line because I don't know if you realize I'm on a show with people who do Cocktail It Up.
Whoa.
And I don't drink.
You don't drink?
And I don't have a history of drinking at all.
I don't really drink either. And people don't understand. I never drink that much.
And look at this personality you have.
Yes.
And same thing with me. And I just came out with a mocktail line. It's called Soiree.
That's so fun.
Yes. And it's so fun.
Oh, I can't wait to try that.
Yes, and I'm sending it to you. You're on the influencer list. We just launched 3 weeks ago.
Oh, that's so fun.
Yeah, and it's only 45 calories, low in sugar.
Oh, that's really nice.
Elevated flavors, all natural. You can get it now on drinksoiree.com.
That's so fun.
And then it's rolling out to stores in the next few weeks.
No, because I never really drink that much, and people don't understand, and you're like, I don't really need it. Like, I'm just tired.
That's the way I feel. If I don't need it. If I drank, I'd be dangerous. And I also get a horrible headache. And that's what I feel. And I want everyone to feel part of the party. You could use it as a mixer as well. And I'm sick of drinking iced tea. So we have good flavors.
Yes.
That's like
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, it's okay. Cucumber, elderflower, mint, lychee. You know, so it's like a mixture of elevated flavors. So,
lychee.
Yeah, I know. So
I want that lychee.
Yes.
Jo, what would you like to promote?
Nothing.
Okay, oh, my God.
What do you want to promote? Your wife.
My wife and her marvelous business sense.
Oh, that is so sweet.
And we're a happy couple. Jo doesn't have to promote a thing.
I don't have to. I go to work every day. I don't have to promote a thing.
When do you guys come back? When does your season start again?
It started February 7th.
What? Yeah. Okay, okay.
You got to catch it. You've been busy with The Bachelor.
You've been busy with The Bachelor.
No, I got to.
And we're only on episode two this week.
All right,
tonight is episode two.
Trenzy and I will watch it tonight.
Yeah, Trenzy, watch episode two and watch, you know, you got to watch episode one from last week.
Oh my God. I would have talked to you the whole time about it.
Don't even worry about it. So we want to promote our show, too. Obviously, Housewives of New Jersey every night on Tuesdays.
Is Jackie gone? Jackie's gone.
No, Jackie's still on the show. She's still on the show.
Yeah. That's good. I'm rooting for Jackie.
So am I.
I love Evan, too. Evan and Jackie.
Yep.
Yes.
I'm rooting for them. Because when I watched Jackie, I felt like particularly season one, when she got hit better with Teresa, I got scared for Jackie because I'm not good with conflict. And I thought, oh, Jackie. And I feel like she held her own. And I'm glad that she's still there and that she's doing her thing. And I'm glad that she's I'm rooting for her.
Yeah, she's still part of it. And we have some new ladies. It's a great mix. We needed to add new blood.
I love Dolores.
Dolores is great.
And fabulous.
I love Dolores.
Dolores is amazing. She has a new boyfriend.
She does.
Yeah, Paulie. He's Irish.
Oh. Mm-hmm. You know what I like about New Jersey is it feels like you guys all have known it. It feels like real friends, with real complications and real.
It is.
Which I like about it. It's a great, I can't wait. It's the best news because we've been what should we watch? Okay, so I also just want to say, because it is Valentine's Day, there's this company, literally they're not paying for an ad. They sent me this jewelry. I'm from Rhode Island. And there's very few people come out of Rhode Island. you know what I mean? They stay in Rhode Island. We just stay in Rhode Island. And so I'm like a hometown girl. This company, RS Pure, they are a jewelry line and they make affordable, real gold, gems. So they sent me a bunch of jewelry.
Well, I was going to say, I love that charm necklace.
Yes, this is all from RS. This is all from RS Pure. And so they're going to extend a giveaway where they're going to give out beautiful for 20 of the week, in the month. They'll do, maybe we could do it at the live show. We could pick a winner.
I would love that, for sure.
But our listeners, go online, go to rspure.com. And it's more, because real gold is expensive now. And it's got real diamonds and everything. This stuff is so beautiful. You can stack it, which I've been doing. And so they're doing it 20% off. It's going to be live until March 15th. And the code is ROSE20. And I did a little video. Literally, they're not paying for this. They just gave me some jewelry to wear to Sundance. And they let me keep a necklace or two. And it's just everything is very delicate. And you can wear it. And it's affordable for gold, which is so bananas now.
It's actually very beautiful. I'm looking at it right now. And I was staring at your charm necklace before, and it's stunning.
Yeah, so they're beautiful. Rose 20. So you go to rspure.com. It's a Rhode Island company. And I'm just rooting for them because I think, you know, it's hard to get the word out.
It is.
Hard to get the word out. And they're going to send, I'm not sure what the giveaway is going to be, but it's going to be for a tweet of the week. They have these beautiful diamond earrings, little beautiful diamond huggies.
How nice.
So I think they're going to send one, like the tweet of the week listener. They're not paying me for this. They're going to send like a beautiful gift to one of the listeners.
That's so nice.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Well, you guys, I'm excited that you're my new friend. I'm excited you're doing the live show. I can't wait to come to New Jersey with Trinzy.
Yes.
And thank you so much for your time and for coming to play with me.
Thank you for having us.
All right,
and
until next time, my name is
Artemis. Goodbye. Oh, yeah. Gonna get all up in you tonight. It feels so good. I just got one little question for you, girl.
Will you accept this rose? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world? Accept this rose into your world.
Will You Accept This Rose is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-errands pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.